famous last words. All right, let's get to our Tuesday weekly feature called Light 'Em Up.
Someone has seen Forget Paris before, by the way.
What?
The famous last words part from that.
I've seen it.
Oh, don't say piece of cake. It means something disastrous is going to happen. Sorry to interrupt.
I have seen Forget Paris. And
then she says piece of cake later and disaster happens.
Terrible, terrible things happen. All right.
Yeah.
Let's light them up. What do you think?
What, right now?
Now.
Okay.
Again, butter. Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display.
I can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field. Number four. Josh Hamilton. It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Yeah, Nick's doing air guitar over here. By the way, this is a segment that's supposed to be the 4 o'clock final segment of the 4 o'clock hour every Monday. I don't think
we're never
have we done
Monday.
Another Monday.
We did it once.
Once
last
one
week.
Monday.
Okay. Last week.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, because I was my last day of vacation was on Eclipse Day, the Monday. We did it last week. We had Labor Day. Oh, trust me, we're gonna settle in for a bunch of Mondays coming at you.
So this segment is called Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Light Me Up Lager. Steve, Nick, and I are going to name our biggest performance from over the weekend, and call them out, give them their props, and it's all brought to you by Light Me Up Lager, Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Homegrown, brewed, and canned right here in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood, available on tap and in the tall boy cans throughout Oregon and the Northwest. Who's going to start?
I am. I never go
Steve
first.
Steve, start.
You went first last time.
Yeah, and you said that, too.
All right.
I never go first.
I guess I never go first in What Are You Doing or anything else. All right, you go first.
Wait, I have to go first?
Pain in the ass.
Or yeah. Nick or no, Nick no, first. I've gone first before. It's Alex's turn.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, mine is Mario Cristobal and the Oregon offensive line. I can't get the sound effect going.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
I think we all understand why I'm naming Mario Cristobal and the Oregon offensive line. He is the Oregon offensive line coach. Royce Freeman, Kenai Benoit, Charles Nelson, Taylor Alley, all ran for touchdowns against Southern Utah. That is 9 rushing touchdowns in a football game.
Is that good?
9. That's video game numbers. 348 yards on the ground. 2 100-yard rushers. Benoit and Freeman combined for 7. They combined for 7 rushing touchdowns. And by the way, Herbert, 17 of 21 passing, had all day to throw. Pretty much all day to throw the entire game. Threw 1 touchdown. Taylor Alley, by the way, 6 for 6. So Oregon's offense played pretty well. And you could tell as that game was going on that Oregon was just throwing guys all over the place. Like, not even a competition for that offensive line. So they are veterans now, and they look really, really good in that first game. So
encouraging.
Yeah, so mine is obviously Oregon's offensive line and offensive line coach Mario Cristobal.
Because it's lit!
Go ahead, Nick.
All right. Last week I went Byron Buxton. He had 3 home runs. So obviously I have to one up that and go with JD Martinez. He goes 4 for 5, 4 homers off 4 different pitchers: Rich Hill, Pedro Baez, Josh Fields, and Wilmer Font. He goes to left center, right center, and right field. 6 RBIs. He had 1 more hit than the Dodgers had the entire night. And anytime you beat the Dodgers, that's great. You out-hit the entire Dodgers team, that's awesome. You hit 4 home runs, that's fantastic, and it's lit.
It's lit!
It sure is.
Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
And if this trend continues, somebody next weekend will hit 5 home runs in a game, and I'll have to pick them.
You know what would be a great sound effect to the last thing Manziel says there? Just like a water balloon smashing against his face. Like, I don't want a serious injury, but it's a...
It's lit! I wonder, it's my goal now to figure out what Chavy and Scott look like. I need, like, a mental image of those guys.
I bet it's lit.
Now. I bet it is.
All right, this was easy for me because I never gave up. I was hunkered down. We were watching horse racing, betting on horse racing, drinking wine,
like you do,
listening to music, and switching back to this game. But UCLA's comeback, and Josh Rosen in particular. Same night, same game. Jim Mora got fired. Rosen's draft stock was destroyed. It was
it's true, though.
They were down 44-10.
It's absolutely there was true.
4:07 to go in the third. First of all, the odds that they got five possessions wasn't a lock in the last 19 minutes of play. But and a defense who had given up 44 points through three quarters had to pitch a shutout. 8 plays, 75 yards, eat up 2 minutes. A&M goes 3 and out. Rosen drives his team for a field goal. They're within 20. 3 TDs, still over 13 minutes to go. And A&M does the right thing. They drive the ball, ate up 4 minutes. They kick a field goal, totally different story. Yeah, missed the field goal. Then they pin the Bruins inside their five.
Rosen
drives them down there. Quick strike, 42 yards to Darren Andrews. But when the Bruins scored their second-to-last touchdown, that throw by Rosen on the run to his left to Theo Howard, how that thing found its way in there, and I'll tell you, what killed is A&M's possession. They passed on second down. It was incomplete. Stopped the clock. And, of course, the final touchdown off the fake spike,
beautiful.
Which is so stupid on A&M's behalf because the clock was stopped already with 48 seconds to go. Rosen, 290 yards in the fourth quarter. Unbelievable. So that's my contribution to light him up. You know why?
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Sure is.
Help us all, everyone.